Hi, I'm John Weber. Today we're continuing our celebration of generations in jazz from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola with the third and final set from this fantastic evening of music. As we begin a new year, I think it's a great time to celebrate the new breed of jazz players, the young people who are carrying this music into the future. We'll also hear from some of the masters, Jerry Allen, Frank West, and of course, Marianne McPartland. She's the founder and host of Piano Jazz, and before that, she was a recording artist and performer in countless gigs all over New York. She's always been a huge fan of Duke Ellington, and Marianne's philosophy is that no set is complete without a Duke tune. So let's start the program out with Marianne McPartland and me performing Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington's Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. I can't tell you how unbelievably lucky I am to have played with one of the legends of all duet partners, Marion McParland. Well, coming up, we have a tune that was written by one of the founding fathers of jazz piano, Fats Waller. Here to perform Fats's Honeysuckle Rose are two of the young lions of jazz, pianist Aaron Deal and trumpeter Dominic Farinacci.
Thank you.
Aaron Deal and Dominic Farinacci performing Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. We'll be back with more music in just a moment. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. We are so fortunate to have here at Dizzy's one of the most adventurous players on the scene today, pianist Roberta Pickett. She's joined by Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums, with her spin on the standard Alone Together called Alone, Alone. Thank you. Gary Mazzarappi on bass, Glenn Davis on drums, and Roberta Pickett on piano with her composition, Alone, Alone. Next, we have a piano duet featuring a couple of exciting young performers, Jonathan Batiste and Sullivan Fortner, doing Neil Hefti's theme from The Odd Couple. I think you'll agree with me that their take isn't odd. It's hip. Thank you. The unmistakable theme from The Odd Couple, cast as a swinging piano duet by Jonathan Batiste and Sullivan Fortner. There's more music in a moment. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Marian McPartland has always said that one of her favorite standards is A Child Is Born by the late Thad Jones. It's a great tune, and you might have heard it over the holidays if you're lucky. On this Generations in Jazz celebration, Jerry Allen performs her own solo version of A Child Is Born as a moving tribute to Marian McPartland. I think it's also a wonderful musical nod to all the generations of future jazz players to come. Here's Jerry Allen with Thad Jones' timeless tune, A Child Is Born. Jerry Allen with a beautiful solo performance of A Child Is Born, a Marion McPartland favorite, written by the late Thad Jones. If you're a student of the jazz scene today, you might know this already. There are actually two John Webbers. Yours truly, and the other JW, John Webber, an incredible bassist. Well, I've had the pleasure of working with the other John Webber. We did a gig not too long ago. Now, bassist John Webber is joined by hard swinging pianist Mike LaDun. And last but not least, legendary tenor saxophonist Frank West performing It Could Happen to You. Thank you. Mike LeDun on piano, John Weber on bass, and tenor saxophone legend Frank West performing It Could Happen to You, giving a booster shot of bop to this great evening. There's more music on the way, but first, our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. At the beginning of today's program, I mentioned how important it is for generations to share their love of this music. Jazz is a living, breathing art form, and it's really the statesmen passing on their knowledge to students that keeps this music alive. And to prove that the future is in good hands, let's wind up today's program with pianists Jonathan Batiste and Sullivan Fortner, along with Phil Keane on bass and Joe Saylor on drums, bringing down the house with today's finale, a Jonathan Batiste original, Kindergarten. Thank you. What a performance! A grooving take on Jonathan Batiste's original tune, Kindergarten. From the future of jazz, Jonathan Batiste and Sullivan Fortner on pianos, along with Phil Keane on bass and Joe Saylor on drums. I'm John Weber. Thanks for joining us today for Generations in Jazz from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
This has been the final segment of a special three-part series of Piano Jazz with guest host John Weber, recorded with a live audience October 4th, 2010 at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Special thanks to Todd Barkin, Roland Chastain, and the staff at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, associate producer Grant Jackson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Rob McComber. I'm mastering engineer David Mitchell. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. You can find more information about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or listen to a recent program on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. Support also comes from Jazz Times Magazine, since 1970 helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available at newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.